88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now joining me now on the line is Professor Amnon Aron, Professor of Middle Eastern Politics at City St. George's University, London, to talk about the rising tensions at the Israel-Lebanon border. Amnon, you're very welcome to the show and thank you for taking the time to speak to us. We've had Hezbollah's leaders out today talking about an effective declaration of war, or what could be interpreted as a declaration of war, I think is how they describe this attack on pagers, walkie-talkies and other devices in Lebanon. What is your sense of the direction all of this is going?
Well, I think, thank you for having me. I think the direction of travel has been for a few weeks now, and certainly since 48 hours ago, towards escalation. I think there is still room to prevent an all-out regional conflict or even an all-out war between Israel and Hezbollah, but we have certainly, as both Hassan Nasrallah, Secretary General of Hezbollah, and Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant have mentioned, we have entered a new phase in the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah.
And what is that new phase likely to look like? You know, I mean, kind of rockets being fired from southern Lebanon into Israel is not necessarily something new. Is it just that on a bigger scale? Is it something much more serious?
Well, it would be something more serious. I mean, as you said, Hezbollah has been firing rockets, drones, etc. into northern Israel. The Israelis have been retaliating through attacks in Lebanon, and that's been going on since the 8th of October. But Hezbollah still has a very large arsenal of rockets, some of them precise rockets, which it has not yet used, and also the scope of the attacks, in other words, towards more southern areas of Israel, could certainly expand. And conversely, the Israelis have not used the full capabilities that they have. Israel has not taken responsibility. If we assume that Israel is behind the attack that we saw, that's one type of capabilities. But of course, the Israelis as well have got a very wide range of capabilities they've not used. So we would be looking at a more intensive and increased use of more lethal weapons by both sides.
How important in all of this will be the views and actions of the major players in this region behind the scenes, the Iranians and the US, for example?
Well, they will be absolutely crucial. I think it's really the Iranians and the US that perhaps have the capacity to try and prevent this later escalation really from spiraling into a regional conflict, both through the military leverage that they each have, the Americans on the Israelis, Iran on Hezbollah, but of course also through the diplomatic and political direct contact that they both have. So they certainly will be absolutely crucial, although Israel and Hezbollah still have their own autonomy. So it is by no means that the Americans or the Iranians can really dictate to Israel and Hezbollah entirely what to do at this point.
How unified or otherwise do we suspect the Israeli government are in terms of what should happen next? Because there has been speculation at different times since October 7th that the war might spill over into the northern area of Israel and into southern Lebanon and kind of a much wider conflagration we would be dealing with. And sometimes I have heard suggestions that there is one view in the Knesset that, you know, this is coming anyway. We may as well just kind of grasp the nettle and get on with it. And then maybe the doves around the table suggesting otherwise.
Well, I think really the crucial thing is that we've from the point of view of the Israelis that you've just mentioned, there are between 80 and 100,000 Israelis effectively displaced and have been displaced from the northern part of Israel since the 8th of October. The government, the Israeli government, has only a couple of days ago added as a war goal to return these citizens back to their homes safely. And there are effectively, you know, two ways of doing that. One would be theoretically through escalating the conflict, potentially war, but that could go into all sorts of directions that we can't really anticipate now. But a second one would be to finally conclude a deal in Gaza. For that, you would need Hamas to agree to the conditions of a deal, the Israelis. And through that, there could be and actually would be necessary for Hezbollah as well to agree to conditions such as those stipulated by various UN resolutions and withdraw its forces to a distance where they can no longer physically direct, threaten Israeli towns, kibbutzim, and so on, in the same way that Hamas had done on the 7th of October. So there is a diplomatic way out of it. The problem is that the key players at the moment seem to think that it is potentially still preferential for them to maintain the conflict, then to make some concessions, go through that diplomatic path, and actually de-escalate the situation.
And how significant a player in all of this, Amnon, is the Lebanese government in Beirut?
I think the Lebanese government are probably the one of the lesser important players here. Historically, the Lebanese government has been fragmented. It reflects the composition of Lebanese society. There's a very also complex political, if you like, quota system whereby the government and other institutions in Lebanon are really structured by. But most importantly, Hezbollah is the best armed and the most strongly armed organization in the whole country. And in fact, of course, it's the only group that refused to disarm after the end of the Lebanese war in the 1990s. And therefore, by virtue of its dominating military force, it can also call the shot in Lebanon. And crucially, of course, Hassan Nasrallah on the 8th of October 2023 did not put to the vote the question of whether to support Hamas in Gaza. He simply decided that that's what its organization going to do. And in doing so, he basically decided for the Lebanese people to link them with the conflict in Gaza. So that gives you an idea of how weak, in fact, the Lebanese government are in all of this.
Listen, it's been interesting to hear your insights, Amnon. So thank you for joining us. Professor Amnon Aaron is Professor of Middle Eastern Politics at City St. George's University, London.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.